Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Old movies. Old TV.
This is Tale from the Crypt.
Horror. Fantasy.
Science fiction.
Comics. The paranormal.
Supernatural tales.
Games and more.
Stay tuned
to Sci-Fi and Screen
on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, Charlene Harris.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
That's great.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
You're in Sydney at the moment, I take it?
I am, and it's beautiful here today.
Well, make the most of that because it's pretty miserable here in Victoria and Melbourne. Never mind.
Oh, okay. I'm braced.
You're braced? Bring an umbrella, please. Okay, I'll just do a quick intro for the show that we have here. We're a science fiction and horror and genre radio show that plays on Tuesday nights. We're in a LGBTIQ radio station as well that broadcasts 24 hours a day. So we tend to look at gay and lesbian content as well. We love our horror, so...
Oh, good. Good for all of that.
And so it's great to talk to you. And you were here for the wonderful True Blood 2, A Second Bite.
Yes. Yeah, there'll be lots of FaceTime there, lots of opportunities to meet and greet and have your picture made, have your autograph, anybody wants my autograph, and do questions and answers, which I think is so much fun.
Nice and close to your audience, your readers and fans, and because they're only small conventions, like mini conventions, which are quite nice, I think.
I think it's a more personal event.
True Blood 2, A Second Bite is at Sydney on the 28th, so tomorrow at the Leighton Hall at the University of New South Wales in Kensington. And then you're coming on over to Melbourne on Sunday on the 29th.
Uh-huh. Yep,
to the
we'll
spot.
Be there.
Now, Charlene, most people know you as being the author, the very prolific author of something called True Blood, the Sookie Stackhouse series of books.
Yes, that's my claim to fame.
That is a claim to fame. And you've had a very busy career to date so far. But I guess for a lot of listeners, because they loved the True Blood television series, that inspired you to write books specifically about vampires.
Well, the books are not actually about vampires. They're about Sookie. The vampires are sort of an adjunct to that. I was really facing a crisis in my career. I wrote conventional mysteries for many years, and they were not doing that well. They were doing okay, but every writer wants to make the leap from okay to bestseller. And I started thinking, why don't I just write the book I always wanted to write, a book that kind of crosses genres and blends them together. It seemed like fun to me, and I had to hope that it would be fun for other people also.
Yes, I mean, you're right. It is pretty much about the protagonist, Sookie, and her life. Now, when you were starting to write them, was there any horror genre writers that also influenced you?
Well, I had read some horror, not a lot. H.P. Lovecraft, of course.
Yeah.
And some science fiction writers who bordered on horror also. There wasn't really anybody doing cross-genre stuff when I started out except Laurel K. Hamilton. And that was about it. So it turned out we were kind of in the vanguard of a field that's really burgeoned since then.
Oh, I believe that you did start with ghosts. That was a quite a strong influence. Ghost stories. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I've always been interested in ghost stories and ghostly sightings, and I really started out reading a lot of ghost stories, including classic British ghost stories, of course. I've always been interested in trying to represent the supernatural in my books as part of life.
And I think I've read somewhere that the Harper Connolly Mysteries with the release of Gravesite, that was in, was it 2005, I think?
That sounds right.
Yeah. That seems to be a little bit more of what maybe your earlier sort of interests with the ghosts and side of things. Is it true that that might become a series at some point, Gravesite?
A television series, yes. It got optioned by CBS.
Mm-hmm.
That fell through. Now it's optioned by Sci-Fi, which would be a natural fit, I would think. And we'll just have to see where it goes. I don't believe in it till I see it on the screen, frankly.
Yeah, which brings me to talking about the series, the Sookie Stackhouse stories made into the True Blood TV series on HBO. What was that like when you found out these people were pretty serious about bringing it to the screen?
Well, of course, it was exciting, but I had other offers, too.
Mm-hmm.
So his Alan Ball's offer was just one among several. But, of course, it was the most attractive because such a star, you know, I love what he's done otherwise.
Yes.
And it seemed like he's another Southern guy. We had some conversations, and I felt like he understood what I was doing with the books. And that was a huge deciding factor in my accepting his offer.
Look, since 2008, it's had such a great impact, I think, and pretty much has been a driving force to bring that type of genre to television screens for viewers. How much of that input has been, do you think, there's the strong story of Sookie, and how much do you think, well, you mentioned Alan Ball as being almost a force to bring that to reality?
Well, certainly the show departs from the books in many key places. The more seasons the show lasts, the further it deviates from the story of the books, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
I think that we have both viewers and readers in common and separate. The books are in the first person. Alan had to adapt the books to show several storylines to keep watchers' interest. And I knew he would have to develop the other characters more to balance out Sookie. She couldn't be on the screen every moment.
I guess the question is, because we are an LGBTIQ radio station as well, a lot of our listeners are gay and lesbian and trans and very excited about a series that comes along on television of True Blood and the characters that you also have in your book. Was that a concerted effort to be inclusive like that with that sort of sexuality and diversity?
Yes.
When you were writing? Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
What inspired you? Come, I guess, from a traditional background, you know, without being the stereotype, I guess people outside of America think Southern people are more conservative, perhaps. But that doesn't seem to be the case.
Not necessarily. I think there are certainly big lesbian and gay communities in pockets in the South, just as there are in the North. The South is in the Bible Belt, and there are a lot of fundamentalists who will never concede that alternate sexualities are just a part of life. But I thought when I was writing the books, I would just make a new universe where it was okay to be what you were.
Well, it fits perfectly with our audience as well. And it was like a breath of fresh air when 2008, 2009, when the first couple of seasons did eventuate. And with Alan Ball, of course, who's a supporter of a lot of things. Do you yourself, do you see same-sex marriage and marriage equality, do you see that as an important part of what you've written? I mean, you have inspired people?
It's certainly a large part of what I think is right for the country, our country, and I think everywhere. I think it's important that lesbian and gay and transgender people be able to marry whom they want to marry legally. That's an absolute belief of mine.
All right. Now, before we wrap up, I just wanted to ask, basically, if someone was writing this similar sort of style of genre that you do, what advice would you have for an upcoming writer?
The same advice for a writer who was writing anything.
Yeah.
First, you have to read.
Read.
And then you have to shut yourself in a book. You have to shut yourself in a room and write.
Yes.
There's no substitute. You'll never sell a book you haven't written.
So for you, how many years do you feel that you had to do exactly that before you broke out and you managed to make a living out of it?
Well, for many years, I had what my husband referred to as a heavily subsidized hobby. I didn't really make much, but I persevered, and finally I had a big breakthrough book, and now I'm very happy with the way things are going.
Well, it's excellent. And the latest book is Deadlocked.
Deadlocked,
number yes. 12, I believe.
Number 12, number the penultimate 12. Book in the series.
Yeah. And so the future, how's that looking for Sookie and all her friends and cohorts as far as the books go?
Well, there'll be one more Sookie novel, and mm-hmm. I can't possibly tie together every storyline in the 13th book. Mm. We're thinking of publishing some kind of coda to the series where I tell what happened to everybody after the books were over.
You're certainly going to be busy doing that. That sounds like a real effort. That's a good one. Well, it's True Blood 2, A Second Bite, tomorrow in Sydney and then in Melbourne. And it's fantastic to have you come to Australia. Is it the first time you've been here?
It is. It wow. is. And I'm enjoying it so much.
Watch out for the drop beers.
Okay.
Charlene Harris, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. This is Charlene Harris talking on Sci-Fi and Squeam at Joy 94.9.
Beautiful. Thank you. And so what are you looking forward to while you're over here, apart from meeting fans?
We're going to see whatever we can while we're between events. And a friend of mine desperately wants a picture of a live platypus, so we're going to go in search of that.
Cool. They're pretty shy.
That's what they say.
Mm. But I'm sure, you know, you'll have a way. Well, thanks again, Charlene.
Well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed it.
Cool. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
The only way to be on Sci-Fi and Squeam. Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.